the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. Some midnight hour. Oh, if you should find you in a prison, you in a prison in your mind, reach up and rise, defy those chains. Oh, they fall in Jesus. I bless you, Lord. I bless your name. Glory be to God. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth and the way. Ooh, Lord, I bless you. So if you find that in your life you in a midst of time so hard, reach out by faith, see fights unknown, and you will find you know. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, I bless your name. Glory be to God. I give you honor.
I give you praise. You are the light.
You are.
The truth and the way. I bless your name.
Oh Lord,
I bless your name.
God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can't hear myself. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for
Hallelujah.
A wonderful time you have granted us, traveling mercies from our different homes. You kept and protected us, O Lord. Dear Lord, we didn't come here because we just want to see each other. And we just want to fellowship in the fleshly realm, O Lord. But we came because you said where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in their midst, O Lord. Before even we started, before even we left our homes, you were here. And you are there with the answer to our problems. You are here with the joy that our heart needs, O Lord. Everyone we came with a crying desire in their hearts. You have the answer, O Lord. Now we commit this service into your hand. You reign in our midst, O Lord. Sit in the throne of our heart so that everything that will be done, anything that will be said, let it be done with you in mind, with your glory and the glory of the kingdom as our motives. We commit now the service into your hands in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's open our Bible. For some reason, my document is not opening up here, but I have a backup. So I'm going to use my backup. Genesis 17,
from verse 9 to verse 14.
that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of your seed. He that is born in your house and he that is bought with the money must need to be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man, child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that so shall be cut off from his people and yet broken. Amen. And may the city of the blessing.
Amen.
So we are still on our topic, the unconditional covenant, but for the last 3 weeks we are talking about circumcision. Last week we saw that it was a token, that it was the token of the covenant, and it was something that Abraham had to do to show his obedience to the covenant. And we saw that it was something painful. It was something that once Abraham had done it, it was irreversible. It was something that's going to last for the rest of Abraham's life. It was a token in his flesh. It was something that couldn't be hidden. It was something that everyone had to know. Everyone knew that Abraham has changed. He got a new identity. He's not the same person that he was before. And there was a mark in his body, a mark of the covenant. That's what we saw last week. And we just want to talk, to keep on that topic of circumcision, to show some more things, to see what we can glean out of there. If you notice in the story of Genesis, in the story of Abraham, you realize that circumcision, Abraham was not circumcised when Ishmael was born. Amen. Before the birth of Ishmael, God didn't require circumcision. Without circumcision, Abraham was able to bring Ishmael to life. Amen. But between the birth of Ishmael and the birth of Isaac, God required Abraham to be circumcised. Amen. Before the coming of the promised son, before the coming of who, by whom the, you know, descendants, the promise, the covenant should be realized, God told Abraham, you need to be circumcised. Amen. Amen. It's something very important we can glean out there. Because if you see the birth of Ishmael, it was human engineering. Amen. The birth of Ishmael, it was Abraham and Sarah, they sat and they made a decision. Abraham, you go and take Agar and get a child. It was the reasoning that brought Ishmael into existence. Are we together? It was Abraham and Sarah that sat there. They say, we need a child. And Abraham, you are strong enough. Go and get a child with Ishmael. And Abraham said, with Agar. And Abraham said, amen, Sarah. We are strong enough as human beings. Let's go and get a child. And they went and brought forth a child. It was human strength. It was human intelligence. It was human engineering. Amen. But it was Abraham and Sarah trying to help God fulfill the promise. Ishmael was actually Sarah telling Abraham, God said that you are going to have a posterity. God said that you are going to have a seed. But seeing that the condition I am in, and Abraham, you are getting old. Very soon you won't be able to procreate anymore. So to help God fulfill his promise, please go and sleep with Hagar. It was them trying to help God. It was not God fulfilling his promise. It was man trying to fulfill God's promise.
Amen.
Amen. Are we together?
Yes.
We are talking about our salvation.
Hallelujah.
When you are just looking at, when we are talking about this, keep in mind the background. It's you and your and my salvation. It's not human engineering. It should be completely up to God.
Amen.
Amen. Now God, seeing that man is trying to hybridate his promise, man is trying to put his own mind into the fulfillment of a divine promise, God said, now, if I leave this man like this, he's going to engineer another scheme, and they're going still to interfere into my, in my plan. What am I going to do? I'm going to strike. Amen. I'm going to strike Abraham at the reproductive organ. Amen. Because it was that very organ that was telling Abraham that you are able to bring a child. With your own strength, you can create a man. God said, I'm going to strike a weakness in that very organ that brings life on earth. God didn't tell Abraham, go and circumcise your ear. Amen. God could have told him, listen, the token of my covenant between you and me, cut off your lips. Amen. He could have told him, cut off your finger. Everything. Because if it was only about blood, if you cut off here, blood will come out. Here, blood will come out. Anything else, anywhere else, blood will come out. But God went and touched the very organ that brings life. He says, Abraham, it's not your strength. Because to show you that it is not your strength, I'm going to strike the very organ that tells you that you can make it. I'm going to put a weakness there. Amen. That's the pride of a man. Amen. Any man who has a problem with that organ, he loses his pride. Are we together? Amen. So God said, Abraham, for me to bring down your own ability, to show you that it's not your strength, it's not your pride, it's not what you can do, I'm going to strike there. I want to see it weak, to show that the promised child will come by the strength of the Lord himself. Amen. Amen. That's why the children of Israel, the children of Jacob, when they wanted to attack those people of, is it the Shechemites or whatever, the ones that raped, what did they tell them? Get circumcised. Because when you get circumcised, you become weak. Amen.
Amen.
Before they could attack them, they say, no. If they are, amen. If they are in their own, you know, natural way, they are still going to fight back. But you guys, the entire town, the entire country get circumcised. So when you are weak, we are going to strike you. God told Abraham, it's not your strength. The promised child, to show you that it will be my own doing, I'm going to take possession of your ability to bring a child. Because Ishmael, you could say it is me. You could say that was me. But now the promised child, the way through which the procreation comes, God wanted that way. God wanted that organ in his own hands. He can use it so that when the child will come through that way, it's going to be the making of the Lord, not the making of Abraham. Are you with me? We need to be circumcised, my brother.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You need to be circumcised. Because if you still believe that it is your ability,
That's why you are struggling. That's why you are trying to mix your own thoughts into God's program. And that's why you are failing. That's why you are a failure. Because I think next time we are going to talk about Ishmael. Amen. Why did God require circumcision after the birth of Ishmael? Amen. Next time we are going to talk about really Ishmael. The fruit of an uncircumcised man. Amen. So my brother, my sister, God doesn't want you to bring forth Ishmaels. God wants you to bring forth Isaacs. Amen. And Isaac must be a product of God's own doing. All your ability, all your self-esteem. Because when a man is struck there, he loses his self-esteem. Amen.
There's many things we can say there. But we are talking to a mature audience. You understand what we are talking about. Amen.
God wanted to take everything. You know, you lose your self-control. You surrender everything. A man that is circumcised, especially when the wound is fresh, he completely surrenders. I can't do anything to myself. Someone needs to lead him. Someone needs to take him. God wants to take ownership. Amen. God wants you to be, when you get circumcised, my brother, you receive that, you know, you get to a point where you say, I can't do anything by myself. I need you, Lord. Amen. I have no strength by myself. That's why the Lord said, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Amen. Circumcision, that's why the prophet come and say, circumcision is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because it comes and shows you that it's not about you. Wait until you'll be endued of the power of heaven. Wait, you know, wait here in Jerusalem until you are clothed with the power of the Holy Ghost. So that it will take away all your own abilities. Amen. Amen. Your own self. Death to self. That's what circumcision is all about.
Amen.
Amen. That's the covenant we are in, my brother. God just wants you. God just wants you to be that child that he can take and lead. And you come and surrender yourself. Because it's because you believe that you can do something that you have all these troubles in your life. Amen. God is calling for a complete separation. Amen. And we said circumcision was part of that separation. Remember last time we said the separation was multi-staged. The first stage was a physical separation where Abraham had to leave his country, leave his home, leave his business, and go. And many Christians, we start with that stage where we have to leave our nightclubs, leave our stadiums, leave our so many things that keeps us, captive. And we are happy to say, oh, I'm born again. I'm a Christian. You see me no more there because I live in another land. But it's the same process through which the children of Israel went when they left Egypt. They were singing with Miriam. They were singing, Lord, thank you. We are out of bondage. But the garlic and the cucumber and the delights of Egypt were still there. Amen. That was the second stage of separation. Leaving Egypt was one stage of separation. But the second stage was Egypt had to come out of them. Many missed that junction. Many Christians in their experience, they missed that junction. You come out of Egypt, but you're still carrying a lot of Egypt with you. Amen. And God showed Abraham that I need you to get separated even with that. Those emotional ties that you still have with your old life, your connections, all these things, God wants them to be cut off. And the third stage, God wanted now a portion of Abraham's flesh. You have to get separated with something that belongs to you, even in your flesh. God wanted a physical evidence. God wanted to see a weakness even in Abraham's body. Amen. But there are going to be another. Because maybe we think God, Abraham went through the first, second, third stage, and that's it. He's delivered. Abraham was not delivered yet. Amen. Abraham was not still delivered. Even after the birth of Isaac. I'm talking about Isaac, not Ishmael. After the birth of Isaac, because God required separation. There are some things that you pick along the way. You have left Egypt, but you are passing through Moab, Amalek, and you are picking few things there. God still wants you to get separated with those. Amen. Amen. Abraham went to Egypt, and he came out with Hagar. While God was requiring a separation, he took another burden on him. We'll see next week. It became very hard for Abraham to separate with Hagar. Amen. Amen. It was easier for him to separate with his own country at the beginning. But those things he picked along the way, they became such a burden that it became a big trial in his spiritual life. It became a big trial, a big hindrance in his spiritual walk. Amen. Separation is a process. Amen. In a Christian life, separation, you can't say, I've just left Egypt, that's it. I was in the bistro, I was in the clubs, and now I come to church every Sunday. But remember, we are in a journey. You are still going through Amalek. You are still going through Moab, Edom, and I don't know, all the other countries. And you are still exposed to their gods. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. You are still exposed to their fashion. Yeah. And sometimes, unwillingly, you pick some agars on the way. Sometimes, unwillingly, you pick some of their gods. And you are carrying them with you. Yeah. Amen. These are the hardest things to get separated with. Right. Amen. Because you are not conscious. Abraham, it was easy in the beginning to say, I live in a pagan country. They are idol worshippers. Really, really, Jehovah is God. I'm leaving. I'm going. But along the way, when he said, I've met God's requirement, I've left, I even got separated with Lot, with my father. But Hagar was there. Amen. And she became a big trouble on the way. Amen. We are going to step there tonight, today. And I think next time, if the brethren will allow me, I'm going to have one more lesson on this separation and the circumcision. And then we'll see what will come next, okay? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for granting us this wonderful opportunity to talk about these things. Lord, you know the desire of your people. We came here expecting you to speak. We came here expecting you to teach us how to work.
and how to be obedient children. Because our obedience will determine our character. Our obedience, full obedience to the word of God, will determine our destiny. So that's why we shouldn't be just listeners, oh Lord. We ask you to help us not to just listen and forget, but let us listen and apply it in our lives. Any area of our lives where we still feel that we can do it by ourselves, circumcise us, oh Lord. Take the extra flesh, oh Heavenly Father, and live in on that place. Put your token that will show that we are in a covenant of obedience, in a covenant of submission. Lord, we commit your people into your hand. Take now control. Take the rest of the service. Lead us and bless us. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.